we're back with another exciting episode of the podcast. This is the second podcast of the year. The last one that I put out, I said that it was probably over, and it pretty much is, but I've got a little piece of content that I figured, hey, why not just stick it out here on the podcast land and see how it goes. You will notice we do have some new intro music. That is from a new band that I just found out last week called Thousand Below is the name of the band. So if you're a fan of like emo punk rock music from the early 2000s, you're familiar with Seosin and Under Oath. This band, no joke, I can't stop listening to them. It's just like if Seosin and Under Oath had a baby, it would be this band. So it's like the perfect mix of screaming vocals and those awesome lyrics from, I think, Cove Reber was from Seosin. Anyway, there's probably like 2% of my fans are into punk rock music. But if you are, check them out, Thousand Below. And yeah, Apple Music, all that jazz. And if you want to check this podcast out, we are on Apple Podcast. We are on Spotify, everywhere that podcasts can be found. You can find this podcast. And if you like listening to podcasts that post a podcast about once every 6 months, then you're going to love the Field Rose Podcast. It's just me, just solo. Just got off work. It's about 6 o'clock. We got a little bit of rain this afternoon. It is November 13th. We are wide open picking cotton. It's been super dry. And yeah, had a little bit of rain today, so knocked off a little bit early. Man, since last time we spoke, it's been a while. If you guys have been watching the YouTube channel, you kind of know what's up with all that. But yeah, appreciate you guys watching all the content we put out. We are done with Peanuts. Peanuts yield. We're pretty good at, by no means was like a bumper record setting yield. We didn't have any 3-ton Peanuts this year. I think the best averaged was a little over 2-ton. So not the best. And the grades were all down this year. I think like the excessive heat that we had, although majority of all our acres are irrigated acres, it's just that extreme heat we had in August and no rain really just, you know, put a hurting on those peanuts, and the grades were just not good at all. So yeah, we're picking cotton now. We've got maybe about 250 acres left. So far, the best field of cotton we've picked so far has been a NextGen 5150 and 5711. It's gonna average out just over 3 bale if everything shakes down like I think it will. We just got some paperwork on it and did the math, and yeah, just over 1500 pounds per acre. So that was awesome. It was not awesome that Randy celebrated and lit one of the bales on fire by accident by trying to smoke a cigar to celebrate, but is what it is. Yeah, so on this episode, while back about a month ago to the day, Randy did a live Let's Get Nut show from the Sunbelt Ag Expo there in Moultrie, Georgia. And if you guys aren't watching the Let's Get Nut show, you're missing out. I think it's really good. It's on Acres TV. You can download it on your smart TV. Just search Acres TV. The name of the show is Let's Get Nuts with Randy the Farmer. You can also get it with an app on your phone or go to watchacrestv.com. And nope, that's wrong. It's actually, I think it's Watch Acres TV online. I don't know. Just Google it. Just Google Acres TV and you'll find it. But yeah, we've done 10 episodes are out so far. Number 11 is out will be out probably by next week. I feel like that's a pretty good one with George Gray of Cloverleaf Cotton Gin. And the last episode, it's going to be a really good one. It's going to be the biggest farmer in the Southeast, Jim Malone. I don't know how many acres this guy's farms, but it's insane the amount of acres, and he's quite the character. So yeah, check it out, Acres TV. And search Let's Get Nuts with Randy the Farmer. And I feel like I'm saying a lot, but I'm getting off track. We're going to reel it back in a little bit. If you're still listening, kind of got off topic. But this episode is going to be the conversation that Randy had with the president of Amatus, Jimmy Adams. And if you want to see the video portion of this, you know where to go. Well, you kind of know where to go because I don't know the website, but go to Acres TV, Google it, or search it on your smart TV, and you will find it. But yeah, I thought it turned out really good, had a really good crowd, and Randy met a lot of good people. Actually, Dad signed an autograph, so that was awesome.
I never thought I would see Dad sign an autograph, so that's pretty cool. And, yeah, always a good time at the Sunbelt Ag Expo. I've been going there since I was a little kid, so it does seem like it's getting a little smaller every year, especially with John Deere. It seems like they kind of a little bit less, but either way, it's a good time. We got a lot of good things in the works for you guys coming out. We've got a brand deal with Peanut Patch Bull Peanuts. We put out a bunch of content for those guys. We got one more video coming out for the end of the year. Did some good stuff with AgZaga. They got some toys coming out. Or you can already get them. They're on the website, agzaga.com. We got one of those videos coming out pretty soon. And next year with Acres TV, I've got some good ideas. I don't know if they're going to take the bait or not, but if they do, it's going to be a lot of fun to create it. Just got to find all the ways and the time to make it happen. I think I just need to quit farming and just make videos. That's, who knows, maybe one day. But anyways, I'm going to press play and play you guys the conversation with Jimmy Adams of Modest Industries, the president, and Randy, him chatting about peanut pickers, possible a brand new PCP 10,000, which will be the peanut picker cotton picker. And yeah, it's probably going to be the last episode of the year. Maybe next year we'll crank this thing back up. Just need to find some way to make more time in my life. Like the last one I did, it's just, you know, there's really not enough hours in the day to do these podcasts. And yeah, it is what it is, but I appreciate you guys that do listen to the podcast and the YouTubes and the TikToks, the Instagrams, what else, the Facebooks, all that jazz. We sure do appreciate it. Have fun making all this good stuff. And yeah, I think that's pretty much it. I feel like I'm missing something. Hopefully I didn't ramble. Too bad. I just hit record and kind of let it rip. But yeah, here it is, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. And here's the conversation with Randy and Jimmy Adams.
Let's get nuts. Let's get nuts. Let's get nuts about farming and peanuts and everything. Let's get nuts. So yeah, let's get nuts. Let's get nuts. Everybody, welcome to Let's Get Nuts. Now give it up for your host, Randy the Farmer.
Oh, wow. All right. Tell you what an incredible crowd here. There's a lot of good-looking people here today. Thank you guys so much for coming out to episode 10 of Let's Get Nuts on Acres TV. Of course, the sponsor for this episode is Amadis Industries. You can't tell that, then I don't know. But there's Amadis pickers. This is the very first picker. We've got unload on the goes. We've got the combine. All that is here. And we're super excited. And the guest today is none other than the president, Jimmy Adams. So everybody give a warm welcome for Mr. Jimmy Adams.
Hey. Doing all right today?
Doing great.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming out today.
Yeah, glad to be here. Beautiful day at Expo.
It is. You know, last year was super cold.
Yeah.
You know, this year it's actually warming up quite nice.
Yeah, it is. The only bad part is it's a beautiful day to pick peanuts. So.
Yep. All the farmers are out that are still picking peanuts are obviously picking peanuts. We finished last week, so it actually worked out pretty good.
Y'all are done.
We are done, yep.
Awesome.
Wrapped it up Tuesday night.
Congratulations. Yep.
Do you know what Amadis peanut pickers we have?
If I remember right, I think Jim said y'all had a 2100 and a 2110.
That's correct. Yep, 21, right, Daddy? 2100, 2110. Yep, that's
good,
right.
Good machines.
Absolutely. Well, as the president of Amadis, I imagine you're a very busy man. So I appreciate you taking the time to come out and do this interview.
Well, happy to.
As the president, what exactly is your job as the president of Amadis? What's your day-to-day role?
Mainly kissing babies and shaking hands.
Absolutely.
No, I'm pretty much whatever
yeah.
it takes. You know, okay. I'll turn a wrench here and there in the field during season. Work with our engineering group real closely on future product development and work with our sales teams and manufacturing folks. I get to touch a little bit of everything in the business.
Absolutely. How long have you been the president?
I guess probably about 7 or 8 years now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Wow. All right. Have you ever had aspirations of being the president of the United States?
It's a little a little ugly up there.
Yeah, okay.
Once you get north of Virginia.
Right. So you're just happy with being the president.
Yeah, yeah.
Of modest.
Yeah, politics not for me.
Absolutely. No. Myself included.
Yeah,
no. Let's see, what else? Are you familiar with Jimmy Carter?
Jimmy Carter, yeah. A great Georgian.
Yep, and he was also the president of the United States. He was a peanut farmer.
Yep.
His name is Jimmy.
That's right.
Do you see where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
Your name is Jimmy.
Yeah, I'm well aware. So as a kid in the 70s,
right?
Yeah, they used to tease me about that on the playground.
I bet.
Same thing. You got same mindset.
That's right. My brother's name's Jimmy.
Okay.
But it's just kind of ironic how your name's Jimmy, you're the president of a company that makes peanut pickers, and so was Jimmy Carter, but he was the president of the United States.
Yeah, look at the brain on this guy.
Right? Absolutely. All right, let's move along. Talk about this old restored equipment. This is incredible.
Well, this is pretty cool. We found this, which is the very first production peanut combine we've done. It's branded Hobbs Adams Engineering. So
okay.
Before we became Amatus, the original founders, were Mr. Hobbs and Mr. Adams. They mm-hmm. they built this first combine. It was hidden away in an old barn down in North Carolina, and we got our hands on it. And our engineering team, our production folks, and our college interns for the summer got together and really got it back together in full running order. So I'm really proud of it.
It looks amazing. It looks practically brand new, and I've followed you guys long. And if you're not following Amatus on social media, you guys have been posting the updates on Instagram of cleaning all this up. They've got the two-row shaker over there.
Yep, so we got a two-row Hobbs Bulldog. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Georgia, that's a Bulldog digger inverter over there. And then we've got a flying fluffer, crop lifter. Mm. So it's a folding lifter that'll do six rows.
Okay.
And I don't know, it's close to Halloween. That model number, I think, was actually a model 666.
Oh,
I don't know
if
that was spooky play.
Did that actually sell, having that number? Or?
I think so.
Did it? Okay. Yeah, I'd stay away from that with that number.
Yeah.
What's your definition of an innovation?
Innovation?
Yeah.
Well, it can mean a lot of things to people, but to us, it's all about, finding solutions, making things better.
Right.
You know, never settling. You're always looking for a better mm-hmm. way to do it. If it's picking peanuts or if it's innovation, on the shop floor, or even how you do anything in life, we want to try to minimize waste, find a better way to do it. And, overall for us, I mean, the company is all about, we really are focused on making lives better by improving agriculture.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the reason I mention innovation, because it's a great segue, because you guys have innovated quite a bit from this two-row machine that's behind me. What year was this again?
That was, I believe, 68, that machine.
That's like 30 years or more?
We'll work on
that. It's a lot.
Too. Yeah, it's a few.
So how far have you guys innovated from that to the 9990? What's all changed? I mean, holy smokes.
How much time you got?
We got about 25 minutes.
Okay.
Camera's still good? It's been going 6 minutes, so a lot has changed.
A lot's changed.
Yeah.
So... big changes that kind of the industry went through, but we were on the leading edge of is going from a two row picker to a wide body.
Mm-hmm.
So we transitioned over to four row machines, which were almost more than double the capacity, and then six row machines, then eight, and 10, and 12 rows you can do with a 9990 now. You can put a 32-foot header on that, and you get so much more done in a day.
Oh, absolutely.
It's amazing. And I think a lot of guys around here might remember pulling these two rows with open station tractors, too, eating a heck of a lot of dust.
Oh, I bet.
It's a lot more comfortable now.
So, obviously, with that big of a header, you're taking that header off to transport it with a 10-foot or 12-row header, he said.
Well, 12-row, you pretty much want to take off. But look. The roads out in West Texas are pretty wide, and there are not too many mailboxes. So I've seen them run them down the road with the header on.
Did you
Ubery,
see?
Ubery might. Yeah,
I was about to mention Ubery, the guest.
Yeah.
Last show, he's from West Texas.
Yeah.
I think he runs what's the one after?
He's running 80s, I believe, 70s and 80s. Yeah.
But out there, it's not like the landscape here.
No.
It's nothing.
Yeah, that's right.
But tumbleweeds and about it.
And some some oil rigs.
And oil rigs.
Yeah.
All right, so we've came a long way from the two-row. I'd like to go to a new segment that I'm going to play. It's called The Five Hows, and it's just how questions.
Okay.
Okay?
And how.
Yep, let me make sure I hit the right button.
How do you do this? How do you do that? How?
It's The Five Hows.
All right.
Okay, how long does it take to build a 9990? From start to finish, what do you think?
Well, when you really talk about the start, that's when we bring steel in, one end of the building, laser cut it, bend it. You know, if you start that far back, it's about almost, it's 3.5 weeks probably to go from steel to a finished machine that's rolling off the line through quality control.
3.5 weeks from steel to driving it out, going to pick peanuts.
Yeah.
Okay. How much does a 9990 weigh with a full load of peanuts?
Good peanuts and
Florida peanuts.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to get shot. Oh, goodness.
Okay. With a full basket, you know, 10 row header on it, you're probably looking at about 65,000 pounds fully loaded.
Wow.
Yeah.
How come we've never had the chance to demo a 9990 for a season?
I don't think your operator met the criteria.
Well, I would not be running it.
Oh, okay. And then we could talk. Let's talk about this a little bit more.
Because, you know, some of our videos would be up to 10 million. So let's just say out of those 10 million.
Dollars?
No, 10 million views.
Oh, okay.
10 million views. So let's say 1,000 people watch that video and say, I want to purchase an Amatus Industries 9990.
Mm-hmm.
It would probably, wouldn't you say it'd be worth it to let us demo one next season?
Well, if we had 1,000 people want to buy them, we'd be sold out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's well, maybe less, but either way, you've got my number. Hit me up if we want to demo one.
All right, I got you.
Fourth how question. How many pickers does Amatus make a year? How many peanut pickers?
Well,
on average.
Combines, it kind of depends on what's going on in the peanut market, but it might be 150, it may be over 300 if, you know, the market is really hot, you know, one of those big years like 2012 if you remember, that was a big year, but you know, typically mid hundreds, between 150 200 probably. Yeah,
and I may be not calling it the right terminology. We're our little pocket of Florida, everybody calls it a peanut picker.
Okay,
but in different parts of the world, some people call it a combine, thresher. As the president of Amatus, what is the correct terminology to call a peanut picker?
We build peanut combines, but you know, depending on where you are, we'll
take any way you say.
That's right.
Guys, got a lot of old equipment here.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about making an old stationary picker to sell for people that want a small farms that wants a stationary peanut picker?
You know what? If you look at our social media feed, there's some video of a new stationary picker back in the day that we were doing for export, because they do grow peanuts in Africa and they did not have sufficient tractor power to be able to pull them through the field. But, you know, that's not really what we consider.
Not a innovation. Whole lot of people want that product.
No.
A good idea I would like to run by you. You guys should make like an American edition peanut combine that comes with like the American flag graphics, different colorways. I think that'd sell very good.
What kind of glasses are you wearing?
Foster Grant from Walmart.
Okay. You see the flags over there, right? Yeah. We do build the American peanut picker.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see here. I got another great idea.
Uh-oh.
So with the 9990, love the color scheme, by the way.
Well,
With the green and the blue.
Yep.
It's a partnership with John Deere.
Joint venture with John Deere, and we've been partners on Self-Propel for 26 years now.
Yeah. Yeah. So that relationship's already established. John Deere makes a great peanut picker. John Deere makes a great cotton picker.
Yep.
You guys make a great peanut picker.
That's right.
Why not blend the two and come out with the PCP 10,000 peanut cotton picker? Have you ever thought about that?
You already got a patent on that?
Not yet, but should I?
I introduce you to some guys over in Tifton that might want to jump on that.
All right. Well, if that does happen, I've actually made an ad for you guys to play.
Okay.
If y'all wanted to, if that ever happened.
All right.
And this is the ad you could play on your social, on your Instagrams, if that picker ever launches.
PCP.
Peace. Well, we could change the name if you wanted to.
Maybe so.
Like, yeah.
We don't want the DEA.
Yes. What was that?
Nothing.
Okay. All right, here it is. This is the ad.
Do you grow peanuts?
Yes.
Do you grow cotton?
I do.
Have you ever thought to yourself, I wish I had a cotton and a peanut picker together in one simple machine? Well, guess what? Thanks to Immodest Industries, there is. Introducing the PCP 10,000, re-revolutionizing agriculture.
Amazing.
One combine that does it all. Harvest your peanuts, harvest your cotton,
flip the switch, make the change.
Innovation, technology. Immodest is brand spanking new.
PCP 10,000.
Get yours today.
What do you think about that?
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
It's like a cotton picking combine.
Absolutely. That would be incredible. But do you think there's any chance? I mean, that would just be too many moving parts. Or maybe it's not. Whoever thought a peanut picker would be able to drive itself?
Yeah.
You pick peanuts.
Yeah, that's true.
12 rows at a time. Who knows where the future will lead?
You're an innovative guy.
Absolutely. Next question. What state would you say buys the most peanut pickers?
Florida's second. How about that?
Florida's second. Oh, I assume that.
Yeah, it's Georgia.
Better peanuts, but not as many acres.
Yeah. It's Georgia.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. What else? Slogans. So you guys at Immodest, do you know different brands like Nike has Just Do It.
All right.
McDonald's has I'm Loving It.
Yep.
What does Immodest have? Immodest Industry knows peanuts. I like it.
That's what we do. Simple.
Yep, clean. I like it.
Immodest knows peanuts.
But if you wanted to change, I thought you could have this. Immodest is not a modest peanut picker. It's exhilarating. Do you get it? It's not modest. It's an exuberant, exhilarating peanut picker.
I got you. All right.
Immodest is not a modest peanut picker.
It's not a modest.
It's exhilarating.
It's exhilarating. Okay. You know, we'll put that up for review. Our VP sales,
Mr. Ted,
marketing.
Yeah. Yeah, if he could draw that up. I think that would look nice.
Yeah.
Under consideration?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What time are we at? 11 minutes. All right. You want to keep on talking? You
sure.
Good?
Yeah,
I know you're a busy man. I'd like to, I'm sure we got some brochures. I probably should have grabbed some. But I'd like to, somebody could grab me a brochure of all the equipment that Immodest offers. And just real quick, you kind of tell me some features and stuff about the equipment. I guess we can start with we hadn't even touched on the peanut digger.
Yeah, the digger's really interesting. We've been working on a next generation peanut digger for a long time. I mean, that's how we started. You know, our first product was a peanut digger shaker.
Okay.
And
Thank you, sir.
You know, we've been working a lot with some of the ag schools and looking at the, you know, really how to make a digger that saves more peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody looks really hard at the back of a combine going through the field, but they don't pay near as much attention to what's going on with digging.
Yep.
So you know, our new design on the digger, it's a lot gentler. It takes the ground better, and it really does a lot to save peanuts. Yeah, I think it was Clemson University did a lot of study on it, and we're typically seeing we're saving, you know, 100 to 300 pounds an acre on average.
Oh, wow.
And that's a lot. That adds up.
Good savings.
A lot. Yeah, really does. So we've been taking that digger to the next level, really working on the windrow, trying to make a real pretty windrow day in, day out.
Yep.
And look for that machine next year.
Okay.
I think you'll be impressed.
Yep. With the windrows, that is very frustrating. My dad, he plows up all the peanuts.
Yeah.
Does a phenomenal job, but every now and then, you know, you'll look back there and you'll have one windrow that got a little sideways on you.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I think in Georgia and Florida, people really like the appearance, you know, have those tap roots standing up, looking good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it does much for your grade, but it sure looks good.
It does. Yep.
Yeah. So.
All right. So what's the, let's go with the, we talked about the digger. Is it digger, inverter, shaker? That's another terminology that, what do you call
it? We call it a digger inverter.
Digger inverter.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Let's talk about the rotary.
Yeah.
Is that the correct pronunciation? Rotary?
Yeah.
Rotor?
Yeah.
I know you can pick faster with them.
Yes.
So what's the main benefit versus a conventional to a rotary peanut picker?
Well, it's a different process, right? Mm-hmm. So it's taking the crop through in a whole different way. But what we're doing is combining some conventional style lateral cylinders up in the front end to get the crop basically prepared to go into our twin rotor system.
Mm-hmm.
It really excels as you start to get into drier harvest conditions.
Okay.
So what we've set as our criteria for our AR2200 rotary combine is to be able to run alongside one of our conventionals and you know, wetter or tougher conditions. So it'll still run then, but when it starts getting drier, really ideal conditions, you can really push some ground speed with that machine. So it does have a lot of capacity in ideal conditions.
What's the fastest you say you could pick with it on perfect conditions?
That's kind of a trick question, yeah. But I've seen a lot. We see folks running 4 mile an hour plus.
Okay,
Not that I recommend it.
Right.
Because the same thing with that machine is as you start really running that much product through it, you know, if you get your settings off or you're not doing something right, you can make a mess in a hurry.
You'll make a mess in a hurry.
Yeah.
We've got a neighbor that claims that he's running 6.
It's very possible.
So that is the AR2200.
Yeah, that's right. AR2200.
Someone zoom in.
Rotary.
Jennifer, will you zoom into that, please? Got it. All right.
He's ready for his close up.
All right. So we've got a 2110.
Yeah.
Love it. We purchased it in 2017.
Yeah.
We also have a 2100 that was purchased in 2005.
Okay.
Still using it. Phenomenal machine.
Great.
Now the update is the 2120, or is there something newer than that?
The 2120.
Okay.
Yep, 2120. So that's really the evolution of our conventional combine that, you know, it's kind of a any day, every day it'll run. You don't have to pick your day. You may have to slow down some, but it'll take in the toughest crop.
Oh, yeah.
If you got a named storm coming up the coast and you got to get those peanuts in, you can get out there and get them.
Yep.
So the 2120 is the latest evolution of that. So more capacity, you know, it's just got more and better features on it. That's the thing for us is I always think that complacency kills you. If you sit there and just build the same thing and don't make it better, you're not going to be around long.
Got to innovate.
Every year it's a little bit better.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And with that model, you can get the basket. Could someone tail that horn? You can either get the basket or the unload on the go.
Yeah,
what sells more? We've got the basket pickers.
They're about even.
Yeah.
So a lot of it just depends on your operation. You know, you can get a lot done if you couple it up with one of our crop carts.
Mm-hmm.
The unload on the go is hard to beat. It really is.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
We've got a couple buddies that got some, and it's amazing savings to never stop picking peanuts.
That's right.
You don't have to start for nothing.
Yep.
And to go home, but that means that's the only time you stop.
But they both have their advantages. I mean, the other thing is if you get in dirty crop, the basket picker has an additional dirt trap at the bin lip, so you can actually, you know, dump easy and pull off if you got some more dirt in there that could potentially affect your grade, pull that dirt off before it goes in the trailer.
President Jimmy, could you lean to the mic just a little bit, get a little closer for the audio?
Sure.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much.
Right.
The Cadillac, the Lamborghini that you guys offer,
yep.
You'd say that'd be the 9990?
Yeah, that's the big boy. And,
oh, yeah.
I mean, it's got the capacity. It's got the creature comforts. Got a refrigerator in the cab.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, man, it's awesome.
You should partner with Peanut Patch and get like a peanut bowler in there to bowl peanuts
as
you're
picking
peanuts.
I love their stuff. I love their stuff. And a lot of our combines pick their green peanuts.
Absolutely. Okay,
yeah.
Nice. Good deal. We've made some content for those guys. Great guys.
Yeah, I love the product.
Is there any like moisture sensors on the 9990 where you could check in-shell moisture to see what you're running?
We have that, but it's not it's not available to the open market right now.
Okay.
So we've been doing a lot of work on yield peanut yield monitor.
Yeah, that'd be trick.
And so the moisture sensor is an important, you know, check factor for that. So we do have it, and just stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
It's coming.
All right. All right, so that's the 9990. We'll touch on one more thing.
Sure.
Don't have it, but the dump cart. We call them a nut buggy.
Yeah.
And they're actually made in Donaldsonville, correct?
That's right.
The bulk of them?
Yep, yep. So we make them in Suffolk, and we make them – this year's production is made in Donaldsonville,
Donaldsonville,
Georgia.
20 minutes away from us.
That's right. And it's the biggest one in the market. It's got a pretty sophisticated dump geometry on it, so you don't have to worry about getting too close to the trailer and coming up and hitting the trailer. So it just makes it easier to operate. It's the premium machine. It is more expensive than the other carts out there, but what we found is the customers that adopt it absolutely love it. Yeah,
we have competitors of y'all's, and you do have to get extremely – I mean, it works great, but you got to get pretty darn close to the semi-trailers to do a good job, try to mount them in the middle.
You ever drive that thing?
Have I ever? A couple times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dad, how'd he do?
How did I do driving the nut buggy?
All right.
Did good.
I saw you drive a drone one time. I wasn't so sure about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was going to bring it today, but I figured it wasn't a good idea. I reckon in the 99-90.
All right.
All right. Well, what we running on now? What we at? Okay. Because cameras time out at 30 minutes. We've got to make sure we don't go over. Man, I tell you, there is a lot of people that showed up.
Yeah.
Look at all that. What would you say? How many people is this? 500?
I was going to say 480, maybe.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people. A lot of people love Amatis products.
Well, we appreciate that. We love our customers and love the industry. It's just, I love this time of year.
Oh, it's the best.
It is.
Personally, I probably shouldn't say this because we're at a peanut picker, but I love picking cotton. So, but, you know, peanuts too. But as a whole.
Doesn't smell as good as picking peanuts.
It doesn't. It doesn't. But kind of where I'm getting at this, my favorite thing to do is to pick cotton.
Okay.
If I had a machine that did pick cotton and pick peanuts, wouldn't have to worry about two items under the shed. I'd only have one item, the PCP 10,000. You know what I'm saying? Save space. Something to think about.
ABC.
ABC.
Always be closing.
Always be closing.
Yep.
All right. Well, anything else you want to talk about on the show before we end it?
No, just... have a good time watching y'all. Love what you do.
Thank you.
And appreciate you running Amatis combines or pickers.
Absolutely.
Amatis pickers.
Yep. We've been running them, well, since 2005.
Yep.
So don't plan on stopping. When's the next model coming out? We got anything, any big leaks you can give us? Any top secret information?
Well, then it wouldn't be secret, but stay tuned for that too. You might see some spy shots coming in the future.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, we're working on some pretty neat stuff, and some of it's really innovative.
Can't wait to see it. Also, we didn't even touch on, you guys got a new place in Albany, right?
Yeah, we do. So we doubled the size of our location, our footprint in Albany. Just been making big investments there to have bigger parts availability.
Right.
Our service presence is increased there as well. So new service trucks, new boom trucks. New facility. We're doing assembly of the baskets there right now, and our plan is to add manufacturing. We've got a brand new paint booth put in, weld stations, and gearing up to build this new design digger in Albany.
Nice.
Yep.
I'll go check it out one day.
Yeah, please do. Come by there and pick up some parts while you're there and come
Absolutely.
In for a tour.
All right. If people want to check out Amatis Peanut Pickers, where do they need to go to find out about it?
Well, the best thing to do is come to Sunbelt Expo because you can get your Amatis swag while you're here.
Yep, got some new camo hats.
Yeah, that's right. They're hot now. And
can't even see it.
Otherwise,
it's camouflage.
It is. Are you there?
Where's it at?
But check us out online, amatis.com, and we're pretty active on Facebook and Instagram. So check us out there, and I guess you're going to see us on the field road.
Yep. Make sure you check out Acres TV. So this episode will probably air next Wednesday. You can go to watchacrestv.com or just search it on your smart TV. And again, the name of the show is Let's Get Nuts. Let's Get Nuts.
All right. Catch us All up. Right. Let's Get Nuts.
Let's
like
Get
it.
Nuts. Yep. Yep. Well, I appreciate the time, Mr. Yep. President Jimmy.
Thank you, Ray.
And thank you so much. Yep. Until next time, we'll see you guys later. Everybody sing.
Let's Get Nuts. Let's Get Nuts. Let's get nuts about farming and peanuts and everything. Let's get nuts. Oh, yeah, let's get nuts. Let's get nuts.
Everybody, welcome to Let's Get Nuts. Now give it up for your host, Ray.